I just got off the phone with Clancy's furnace repair. They can't be here till tomorrow morning.
At least it's 2 degrees outside.
That's 2 degrees warmer than it is in here.
Look, I am trying to do the best that I can, okay? This was supposed to be my day off.
Jaleesa, we know and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
God, I can't wait till Walter gets back.
Well, how many minks gave their lives for that ensemble?
I don't know, Jaleesa, how many cows gave their lives for your lunch.
Another date with Julian?
The third this week.
Do you gossip bunnies have nothing better to do than keep track of my life? We're simply having a cozy dinner in front of Julian's fireplace.
I'm sure the fire won't be the only thing heating up his apartment.
Oh, apropos, coming from two girls who are warming themselves up with major appliances.
Whitley!
Julian, right on time. You didn't have to come in to get me.
I honked, but I think the sound waves froze midair. Boy, it's not much better in here, is it?
Then get out.
Me?
Yes. You can wear it Polynesian style and we'll pretend like we're dining in the tropics.
Try romantic.
Shall we?
Oh, Dwayne.
Whitley? Julian?
How you doing? So, our tropical dinner's awaiting us.
Aloha. Aloha! Aloha!
I hope that flower has med flies.
Oh, it's about time. The furnace is out. The people can't come to fix it till tomorrow. Where have you been? You were supposed to be back from North Carolina yesterday.
That was my plan, but Slim Jim over here had a different idea.
Wait. It wasn't all my fault.
That's right. Your parents share the blame.
Walt and Dwayne had a little problem.
Yeah, everything was all right once Colonel Taylor came to bail us out.
Bail you out?
As in jail?
Walter, you got arrested?
Jaleesa, it was nothing. We had a little misunderstanding. There's nothing to tell.
Yeah, the punch missed by a mile.
Oh, the punch?
You were in a fight?
We were not in a fight, although I'm about 2 seconds off your sorry behind.
Wait, who threw the first punch?
Really want to know?
Listen, let me tell you. You can't even tell a good story. It all started yesterday morning. I was getting ready to leave on this recruiting trip when Whining Willie here comes up and wants to talk about a personal matter.
You know how it is. I'm glad you got to talk to you.
No, man, you have to talk to yourself, brother. I have to be in Charlotte in 3 hours. Now, Jaleesa's in charge. Why don't you go bore her, man?
Walter, you don't understand. This is a personal problem.
Make it quick.
It's about a woman on campus.
Whitley.
Oh, there's 2,000 girls at this school.
Yeah, but she's the only one that makes your glasses flip up.
Well, now she's steaming up somebody else's glasses or his contact lenses or something. I know he wears.
Julian Days.
Man, Walter, you're good.
Hey, I'm the resident director. It's my job to be in everybody's business. And like I said before, hurry up.
Okay, we had a little falling out.
Over Julian?
Well, over nothing. There we were having a friendly chat over espressos when I made an innocent comment about Julian being a pseudo-radical trust fund major who wears her like a piece of jewelry.
Sounds innocent to me, bro.
Okay, I'm doing the thing, but face it, Walter, this Julian thing is wrong. Plain wrong. I mean, she wouldn't get that clown the time of date if she wasn't on the rebound from me.
Dwayne, do what she did to you. Let go.
Walter, she haunts me, man. I mean, I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I even tried counting sheep. They all look like Whitley.
Really?
Yes, you should have seen my girl jump fences.
Insomnia, delusions, all of this over a woman?
Well, it could have been that triple espresso I had.
Man, you got the disease.
Tell me about it.
You just need some serious time away from this woman.
You know something, Walter? You're right. You're right, Walter. I'll come with you.
Oh, no, man. I'm going on official athletic department business, man. This is my first recruiting trip by myself.
Recruiting? Can the head coaching job be far behind?
Not if I mess up this recruiting mission. I'm going after Alvin Dix.
Alvin Dix, the All-American?
No, the chipmunk.
I can help you get him. I can sell him on Hillman from a student's perspective.
No.
Yeah.
All you can do is help me drive.
Yes.
Can you drive a 5-speed?
Hey, piece of cake. My bicycle had 10 speeds.
I'll drive. Officer, I was going 6 miles over the speed limit, but I was just trying to go with the flow of traffic. But then you see that Ferrari fly past us. It had to be going over 80 miles an hour.
I know. I could catch him. That's why I got you.
Told you should let me drive, boy.
Man, well, it wouldn't have been speeding if you hadn't been moaning about Whitley for the last 3 hours. Officer, this is the man you want. His mouth was going 90 miles an hour.
I can't get off my mind.
Well, get this on your mind. We are 200 miles away from home, and I did not pack for jail. I'm gonna be late for my meeting with Alvin Dix, which means some other recruiter will get there first, which means I will never be the head coach, which means I will be, for the rest of my life, putting shoe trees in other people's sneakers, which means we're gonna put your love life on the back burner for a moment.
Fine, I just wanna say that that deer by the road looked just like Whitley.
Come on, Tiny, you're up.
Well, well, a visitor from Virginia.
You to put our little station house on your sightseeing list.
Do you have a problem?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, well, I'm gonna put it on the back burner.
Traveling 61 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Computer check. Warrant for outstanding jaywalking tickets?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned those. See, I have these bad knees. It's an old basketball injury. And when it rains, my knees stiffen up. Damn it, like this. And I can't quite beat the don't walk sign. Matter of fact, I'm so slow.
How slow are you, man?
I'm so slow. They wouldn't let me be a pallbearer at my grandmother's funeral because they figured she could get out the casket, walk faster than me.
I was there. They made them put roller skates on just to keep up.
Mr. Holmes, this printout says you have 13 unpaid jaywalking tickets.
Mm-hmm. But did it say how many I have paid?
Yes, hundreds.
You can take a seat. And you'd better arrange bail.
Yo, man, give me a quarter. And it better not look like Whitley. Now, luckily, I had a telephone calling card.
Yeah, enough with the details. When did the fight start?
No, no, forget about that. I want to know exactly who this desk sergeant reminded you of.
Oh, it's freezing in here. Is anybody else cold? Put
Oh, thank you, Willard Scott.
Well, you know, I think I better give that furnace a look-see. Sometimes you got to give him a little whack or two, huh?
Well, Colonel Taylor, I already did 3 times.
Well, Jaleesa, some things need a man's touch.
Well, yes, they do. But not that furnace.
So, you were at the police station payphone.
Right. That's when I sent this boy to go get my Jeep while I tried to raise bail.
And that's when you called Colonel Taylor?
No, that's when I called the only person I knew in North Carolina.
10, 20, 30, 40, 60, 80, 300.
And don't forget, Alvin, with Hillman, we have a 5-year MBA program. You can start your grad courses while still on basketball scholarship, and a year later, you have your master's.
Release him from custody.
Y'all hang in there. Alvin, what can I say, man? You're a lifesaver.
Just say you'll show up for that court date, all right? I need that bail money for my prom.
Don't worry, Walter Oakes always repays his debts.
If that were true, you wouldn't be here.
I didn't make the greatest first impression. Although this is the perfect place to talk about Hillman's criminal justice program. Why don't we try again over dinner?
Ooh, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm having dinner with Cap Connors tonight.
Cap's in town?
Yeah, Bolton State's playing Carolina tomorrow. Whoa, Cap Connors. You ever meet him?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I played for Cap. I was on his NIT squad.
Really? You played for Cap Connors? How come I never heard of you?
Well, see, I had these knee injuries.
Oh, don't let him get started on his knees.
Wow, Cap Connors. The man is a legend.
Yeah, he knows the game all right.
All right, well, look, I got a book. He's taking me to Finito's for dinner, and I cannot show dressed like this, all right? I'll see you later. Oh, good luck with your team.
Man, good luck with your team, Walter. That's not a good sign.
The boy wants to play for Cap Connors.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, it's an honor to play for Cap. His team wins.
If he plays for Cap Connors, he'll be making the biggest mistake in his life.
Why would Alvin regret playing for Cap? You just said he really knows the game.
And that's all he knows, and that's all you learn. In fact, when I was at Baltimore State, Cap had me so convinced I was going to play pro basketball, he had me taking such thought-provoking classes as intro to telephone etiquette. And if I hadn't been lucky enough to mess up my knees, I would never buckle down and got my education.
And now Walter has the best phone etiquette on campus.
But Alvin might not be as lucky as I was.
So you were going to bust his knees for him, and that's when the fight broke out.
You know, Freddie, you were just a little too into this.
Well, good news. The heat is on its way.
All right.
Yeah. Just a little too much dust in the pipes, and I had to adjust the pilot light. But like I said, Jaleesa, some things need a man's touch.
Excuse me. I guess I'll just go bake a cake.
Do y'all want to hear the rest of this story?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I knew I had to do something to protect Alvin's future.
Not to mention your own.
Yours is starting to look dim. My only choice was to stop Alvin before Cap brainwashed him.
Is that when the fight broke out?
No, that's when Boy Blunder here lost my Jeep.
Hey, man, we've got to get to that restaurant. I don't want Cap spinning Alvin's head with those free dinners and new cars and all those other perks.
Man. Hey, well, what other perks? Well,
I'll explain it in the car.
No, you won't. It's just been towed.
Where did you park my car?
Right out front in a space marked official police business.
Well, Walter, this is official. You under arrest, Walter.
Y'all go ahead and book me now, because I'm about to kill this boy. So there we were. My Jeep was impounded. Alvin was on his way to meet with Cap, and this fool here was still alive.
Is it just me, or is it boiling in here?
Well, Colonel Taylor, I think you whacked that furnace one too many times.
Oh, yeah, well, just needs a little fine-tuning, that's all. Save my seat.
So what happened next?
Well, in exchange for his life, Dwayne generously offered to pay the towing costs.
And you know, by the way, you owe me for... It's my treat. It's my treat.
So we jumped in the Jeep and took off to the restaurant. But by the time we got there, it was too late.
Something to whet your appetites?
Nothing for me.
What about you, lover? What captures your imagination?
Give me a double espresso. No, make that a triple.
Coming right up.
Didn't you recognize?
No.
The Southern accent.
We're in the South, Bubba. Everybody got a Southern accent. Why don't you just snap out of it? Man, the next time we go somewhere together, you're not going.
I told you.
One triple espresso. Anything else, lover?
There's our man.
Hey, but that's not Cap Connors.
That's the other perks I was talking about.
Get out of here. I thought you were talking about free dental care.
Cap is notorious for this, man. Strutting beautiful women in front of recruits. It's immoral, it's unethical, and she's a lot finer than a woman he strutted in front of me. Man, I can sell Hillman. I can't beat her. And if I could just get Alvin alone for 5 minutes. No, get that dumb look like I have an idea off your face, please. No,
I'll be right back.
Don't come back.
I'll be right back.
As a Bolton alum, nothing would make me happier than to see Alvin Dix in the purple and gold.
Well, those are my favorite colors.
Oh, no. Let me get that for you. I wouldn't want you to pull a muscle.
Excuse me. Telephone call for the lady. You can take it right over there.
For me?
Oh, my cashmere!
I'm sorry, miss.
Oh, you can't get out, marinara.
Oh, well, it's just red clam sauce.
Oh, I think that was mine, man.
Oh, no, it's ruined. Oh, you moron. Excuse me, Alvin. I have to go clean up.
Oh, sorry about you waiting a minute.
Mr. Oaks?
Alvin Dix, what a coincidence.
How you doing?
Hey, man, I want to apologize for this interruption and for this pitiful excuse of a waiter. But since I'm here, I might as well tell you about Hillman's pre-law program.
You know, people are always going to need good lawyers, Alvin.
Hey, boy, don't you have some other tables to wait on?
Took me 15 minutes to get a men's room attendant an autograph.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to put my roll of toilet paper right up there next to Frank Sinatra's.
Frank Sinatra? Cap Connors in the same
place. Where's Lil?
Oh, she went to go to the...
Walt Oaks! On number 32.
How you doing, Coach?
All right. How long's it been, man?
About 8 years.
Yeah, and about 20 pounds.
Miss Rose was just telling me about Hillman's pre-law program.
Is that a fact?
I didn't mean to hone in on your recruiting time, but I just think Alvin should look at all his options, not just basketball.
He hasn't changed a bit. The score is 63-3, but he's still in there hustling.
Like you said, Coach, the game ain't over till the cheerleaders leave with the other team.
Just so you know, Alvin, every Bolton game is on national TV or cable. Walter, when's the last time Hillman was on TV?
Well, as a matter of fact, we had a big fire in the gym and CNN covered it.
Well, we must have been playing that night. What the hell is keeping my wife?
Did you say wife?
Yes, Lily. This is our anniversary trip.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, I'll never forget it. 1 year ago today, I signed my starting center.
I'm so sorry about your dress. I haven't been able to sleep for the last 2 days. My eyes are playing tricks on me. Is it ruined?
No.
It's supposed to look like the Japanese flag.
Kevin's gonna have a fit when he sees this.
Excuse me, Cap bought this for you?
Cap buys all my clothes.
Figures. Why do you let him use you?
Excuse me?
You're better than this. You don't have to be some cheap groupie to get a hot meal and a pretty outfit.
Honey, I beg your pardon. I am nobody's groupie.
Cap wears you like a piece of jewelry.
What are you talking about?
You need a man who wants you for you, not because you look hot to some young high school jock.
Get out of my face, you linguine-lipped, no tray-carrying worm.
Well, there you are,
sir. Honey, I am ready to leave.
Well, I'm not. What happened to your $300 dress?
That is all you care about, isn't it?
That's a lot of money to pay for a dress.
Dressing me up for your jocks to drool on. The waiter's right. You wear me like a piece of cheap jewelry.
The waiter said that?
I didn't say cheap.
I'm tired of sitting around a bunch of puppy-faced tadpoles talking basketball night after night. I'm your wife, not some groupie cheerleader.
His wife? His wife?
Okay, Mr. Mouth, we going outside.
Hold on now, hold on. Just be cool now.
Uh-huh. And that's when the fight broke out.
Nope, that's when the dinner came.
Come on, man. What boy don't win 12 miles?
I know, brother. I know.
Humiliating and embarrassing.
Hey, sorry about the delay, folks, but somebody stole your linguine with red clam.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Hey, sir, what about your meal?
Let that skinny, winning-necked waiter pay for the meal and the tip.
Hey, what are you doing in my station? I'm working on a $100 tab here.
Wait a minute, you don't deserve a tip. Where you been for the last 15 minutes, huh?
Oh, okay, that's it. Come on, me and you. Let's go. Hey,
come on.
No, that's when we all piled in the street and got busted for jaywalking.
Look, Walter was already out on bail for that, so they just took his big butt back to jail.
After Cap's wife protested a ticket by taking a swing at the arresting officer. That was one heck of an uppercut. Well, ping!
Oh, goodness. Hey, and that's when the fight broke out!
All the while, Super Chicken was running and ducking, and he lost my car keys in the street.
That's when they called me to come down and get him out.
Now, I have $500 in jaywalking fines. My Jeep is somewhere in North Carolina, and I have no Alvin Dix to show for it all. In the store.
That's a great story, Walter.
That's excellent, Walter.
I haven't had this much fun in years.
Yeah, well, I could have told it better, yeah.
Good night, Colonel.
Good night, good night.
Colonel.
Yeah.
Getting a little warm in here again, isn't it?
What time did you say that repairman was coming tomorrow?
Well, she said she'll be here at 9.
She said?
No.
Oh, well, at least there's a woman who still appreciates a gentleman.
Ooh, it's warm in here.
Uh-oh. Don't ask, all right?
Why, you're still here?
Mm. Oh, boy!
Are you all right?
Oh, my goodness. No, yeah, I'm fine. Nothing a few days sleep won't cure.
What an evening. Julian cooked a Polynesian luau and got food poisoning. We had to say goodnight through the bathroom door.
Oh, my God. Oh, I am so sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry.
Whitley, I have to apologize. I had no right to say all those things I said about Julian. I figured most of your friends are okay, so Julian must be pretty okay, too.
Well, thank you, Dwayne. Yeah. Wanna go out for an espresso?
Another espresso? Just what I need.
Okay, I have to freshen up. I'll be right back.
Okay. Alvin, what are you doing here?
Hey, how you doing? I found your car keys in the street, and I figured you'd be needing your wheels, so...
You drove all this way to bring me my car.
You drove all the way to Charlotte for me. Besides, you still owe me my prom money.
Man, you something else. I guess next year you'll be playing for Cap, huh?
Yeah, well, we talked about that. You know, Cap has a lot to say about basketball, but he doesn't have much to say about college.
You noticed that.
Yeah. You know, I'd still like to hear about Hillman's pre-law program, though. I've always thought about being an attorney.
Well, son, let me show you around the campus.
All right.
First, we go to the pit, and I get you a hamburger. And if you still want to come to Hillman, we'll talk. But now we got to call your mama so she can come down here and pick you up in the morning, because I am not driving to North Carolina ever again.
Okay, ready and willing. Well, Dwayne, you're right. My friends are pretty okay.
Except Julia.